Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. We're going to talk right now with Brent Kunkel. Brent Kunkel is the coach for the Bluffton Tigers. Nice to see you, sir.
Good to see you, AJ. Good trip here to Tipton. Bluffton's first time here at Tipton. So, beautiful facility. The field looks great. Beautiful night for football. So, looking forward to it.
Now, this facility looks pretty much like home. It's different colors, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope it treats us like it does at home. But, yeah, this is amazing. Tipton, they've got a proud football tradition. You can tell how much they love their football here, the way they've invested in this facility, in this program. So, looks great. Like I said, we're looking forward to the challenge.
I hope you don't mind. We'll talk a little bit about Norwell. Norwell, I tell you what, you went to school there. Right now, they're rated number 7 in the coaches poll, 4 in the media poll. I'm sure you have a vested interest.
The thing about Norwell and Bluffton, I was sure I'm a Norwell grad, but I bleed black and red now. So, it's a little bit of a rivalry, but yeah, we root for our county brothers to do well. Josh Gerber up there at Norwell does a great job. He's a really, really good guy. And, part of you is always pulling for your alma mater there, but tonight, and my football future, it's all about Bluffton. So wish them well, but, hopefully, if we had to pick between the Knights and the Tigers getting a win, we'd take the Tigers tonight. So.
I gotta mention, you're talking about your football future. Let's talk about your past. Let's talk about when you were at Norwell. You were 35-12 as a player. Your sophomore year, 1999, you went to the final game, played against Ron Colley. Talk a little bit about that game.
I wish I could, say that I was the reason why we had that record. That my sophomore year was the best team probably in Norwell history. We had another state team in 07, but I was a sophomore who lettered that year. Didn't see a whole lot of time on the field, but it was one of the coolest experiences of my entire life was kind of getting to go through that journey. There was a huge senior class that kind of led the way with that, but it was it's a dream that every high school football player has, So if we can resemble anything close like that here at Bluffton, that'd be fantastic. But yeah, it's one of the coolest moments of my life, memory that I'll never forget, running out the dome in the RCA dome at the time. Getting beat by a Ron Colley senior, we were up at the half. They came back and won 24-14. But like I said, the experience is something I'll never forget.
Okay, because last week you went against Blackburn. You got a decisive win. You probably got some players in the game. It had to feel good last week getting ready for this week.
Yeah, it was the first, tournament win we've had in 3 years. Blackburn, their offense gives people some fits. I mean, they're full house tee and you're never quite sure who has the ball. So even with a week of preparation like we had, they still were able to pop some things. So, the hope is we kind of got the playoff jitters out of the way and come in a bit more focused. Play a little bit faster tonight. Tipton's obviously a very, very good team. They're going to be a tremendous test for us. So good to get the win. Wasn't the prettiest win, but, ugly wins aren't a pretty loss. We're glad we're still playing football. And like I said, fortunate to be here in round 2.
Yeah, quite a few juniors going to play. You're going to have 8 on offense, 9 on defense. Talk about the freshman. He's a good receiver. AJ Strebler wears number 19.
Yeah, we're a very young football team. At this point in the season, can't really say that you're young, this being game 11, but, we only have 3 seniors on the whole roster. We're led by a very large junior class. We have a couple freshmen, AJ, I think he's arguably in discussion for our best overall football player, just things he can do offensively. He's a tremendous athlete. We sprinkle in some other young guys as well. Kamel Moore as a freshman backup running back for us. But like I said, we're led primarily by our juniors, but our seniors play a couple key roles, and we just hope for their sake we can keep on playing football. So,
how about your senior running back? Talk about Anthony Cruz. I know he has the brother. Talk about both of them, if you will.
Yeah, Anthony's is a team captain. He's a leader. He's one of those kids who 100% attendance in the summertime, was a guy who got guys to workouts and all those kind of things. He's the kind of leader that every program would want to have. He's got over 1,000 yards this year, 1,000 yards this year, just broke out last week, and is a great leader for us both in action and in words. And his brother Johnny, they don't look a lot alike. Anthony's, 5'6" and 160 pounds, and Johnny's 5'11" and close to 300. So Johnny's he's a sectional champion wrestler as a heavyweight last year as a sophomore. He won the shot put as a sophomore in our sectional as well. Just a tremendous athlete. He's kind of just scratching the surface on what he could be. I mean, he bench presses 400 pounds, squats 500. He can move, so we're excited about what he brings for us on both sides of football.
Coach, you are very connected. I appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
So you want to walk this direction? We just spoke right there. That was a head coach. of the Bluffton Tigers, Brent Kunkel. He's working in year number 6 right here for the Bluffton Tigers. We'll talk to Coach Toll in just a moment. I've been asked to read this. Prayers for the family of Bruce Parton. Bruce Parton, if you didn't know, Tipton Blue Devil athletic custodian. Athletic custodian. He's painted the grass right here on the field we're walking on. Right now it's synthetic field turf. But he worked feverishly on this field. I want to mention that he did pass away today. He suffered a heart attack. He took him off the ventilator today, and God bless his soul. Please pray for the Parton family. Coach Toll, going to walk this direction. Tell what, Coach Toll, it's a beautiful night for football.
It is a great night for football because the Blue Devils are playing. So half the teams in the state are not. So it's a great night. Weather is perfect. A little chill in the air. Playing a brand new opponent, which makes it fun. We're at home. Doesn't get much better than this.
Coach, you look back at last week. You went in there. A lot of folks didn't know who would win, myself included. But I was hoping, I got to mention, you went to halftime 20-7. You came back for second half, game busters.
A lot of credit to our kids. We had that turnover right before halftime, and anticipating going into halftime up one, and instead we're down 13. It was a real gut check, and credit to our kids. They took the challenge and probably played our best half of the season, both in honestly all three phases of the game, and we're lucky to eke one out.
I hear perseverance is a common word said by a coach. Perseverance, I think about Vince Hoover.
He had, had the, whatever you want to call it, had the turnover right before halftime, and but did not faze him. He played defensively, came back, and lo and behold, had the game-winning 19-yard touchdown run to move us on to this week. So,
I tell you what, junior class kicker, 3-for-3, Dakota Ferg.
When I said special teams, he was huge last week. It's the first time we've had perfect PATs in a while. And then after kicking the go-ahead extra point, pins him inside the 5 with his kickoff. He's been kicking off really, really well and has been an added weapon here the last month or so.
Coach, I know Bluffton Tigers, they played last week against Blackford. They got a 42-14 win. I'm sure coaches were staying up all night this week for the Blue Devils.
I guarantee it. My that's what my coaches do. They work their tails off. And we've got another good ball club in here tonight. A little bit different. They got a power run mode, but they can throw the ball a little bit too. We certainly got our hands full tonight. But certainly feel like if we play up to our potential, if we play like we did the second half, should be a really, really good ball game.
The Tigers are heavy laden with their junior class. 9 on defense, 8 on offense. Their offensive center, 5'4", 165.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm playing them this year because they're all back next year, and they're gonna be a ball club to look out for. So hopefully that's to our advantage tonight. We've got playing more seniors. Those guys are looking at some time they're going to be playing their last game, and hopefully they play with a little bit more edge than maybe a sophomore junior kid would tonight. Maybe that puts us over the top.
The quarterback junior, that's Braxton Betancourt. He's not real tall. I'm going to mention Anthony Cruz, the senior, 5'5", but he's over 1,000 yards.
They're not very big, but they're pretty good. They're good athletes, and we've had lots of athletes come through our program that size that have been really, really good football players, and those two guys are very similar to that. Betancourt's quarterback, he can run and throw. And the running back, he's not very big, but he looks very fast. So, again, going to be a great, great challenge for our defense.
Last thing I'll mention, Coach, you're in your 18th year. You started 2005. I look back. I didn't see a Bluffton team on your schedule. How about your dad? Is this first time for Bluffton, period?
First time against Bluffton in football, and to be totally honest, there may be a basketball game in there way back when we played in the Jay County sectional, but certainly the first time in football, and that's what makes the tournament great. Play brand new teams, meet brand new coaches, and go brand new places.
Thank you very much. So we're going to walk this direction. That was Coach Aaron Toll. Aaron Tolson has jogged off the field. His team has already gone into the locker room. 17 minutes, 44 seconds left in pregame. We're going to walk this direction. Let me say hi to Mr. Larry Wolf, who's keeping track of the footballs. He used to be the athletic director right here at Chittenden High School. We're going to walk this direction, and we're going to say a word with him. And we'll mention 1,000 yards. Right, we're going to walk this direction. We'll go up in the press box, have a little bit of a pregame as we listen to some Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones, one of the heaviest rock and roll bands been around for almost ever. We'll walk this direction as we start heating up. Walk this direction. That used to be the kickoff song back in about 95 for the NFL. All the kickoffs in the NFL that year, the team starting up right before the kick. Every stadium. So we're going to walk this direction. Nice conversation with both coaches. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. The Bluffton Tigers. Bluffton Tigers have a school enrollment of 471. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36. There are 18 10-bit sectional. This is the second round, semifinal tonight. Those teams included in Class 2A, Sectional 36. Eastbrook, they're still in it. They're 7-3. Alexandria, they're still in it, 6-4. Bluffton Tigers, they're in it. They're here tonight with Tipton. They're 6-4. Eastern Thomas, they bowed out last week. They finished the season 6-4. Tipton Blue Devils, they're in it. They're playing a home game tonight with Bluffton. They are 5-5. Frankton Eagles, they finished the season 3-7. The Blackford Bruins finished the season 1-9. The Elwood Panthers finished the season 0-10. The principal at Bluffton High School is Steve Baker. The athletic director is Steve Thompson. Steve Thompson, he's a Ball State graduate, 2001. He's coached football 3 years. He's coached baseball 2 years. I think that basketball 2 years. He's coached baseball 9 years. That's athletic director Steve Thompson, the Bluffton Tigers. We'll mention their field they play on back home in Bluffton, Indiana. Synthetic field turf. That field is named after Fred F. Tark Field. We'll mention the Bluffton Tigers are currently 6-4 on the season. In John Harrell.net, they do an accumulative. We'll mention the average score in 10 games for Bluffton is 28.6. They give up an average of 20.6. The head coach of the Bluffton Tigers is Mr. Brent Kunkel. Mr. Brent Kunkel, 37 wins, 26 losses, working in year number 6 at Bluffton. He went to high school at Norwell High School, graduated 2002. Went to Purdue University, got a graduate degree, 2006. He became a head coach in 2017 of the Bluffton Tigers, and he's still there now. We'll mention a little bit about Bluffton Tigers. You can find them at Bluffton High School is at One Tiger Trail, Bluffton, Indiana, 46714. On the web, it's blufftonathletics.net. On Twitter, at Bluffton_FB. You can reach them by telephone at 260-824-3724. They wear the collars black and crimson. They perform in the Allen Kane Athletic Conference. We're mentioning the Athletic Conference right there at Allen Kane. Finishing the season at, I should say they're still going, but we'll mention at number one this season in the conference, Adams Central. They are the Flying Jets. They finish, they are currently 10 wins, 0 losses. They finished 6-0 in Allen Kane Conference. They're Class 2A, Sectional 44.
They're playing tonight. They're going against South Adams. Should be a good one. South Adams currently 8-2. Finishing at number 2, they did bow out last week. They finished 5-1 in the conference. That's Heritage Patriots. And they finished 5-1. They're out of the postseason. At number 3, currently they finished 4-2 in the conference. That's South Adams Starfires. At this, and they're 8-2. They're going against Adams Central tonight. Number 4, they face the conference 3-3. That's the Bluffton Tigers. Well, listen, they are at Tipton tonight, Tipton 5-5. Bluffton Tigers 6-4. Finishing at number 5 is Woodland Warriors. They finished the conference at 2-4. They bowed out of their tournament. They finished the season 4-6. And at number 6 position, they fell out last week. It's Shea County. They finished the conference at 1-5. They are the Patriots. And they're out of the tournament. They finished 2-8 overall. In the 7th position, Southern Wells. They are the Raiders. They finished the conference 0-6. They finished the season at 0-10. They bowed out last week. We do thank you for listening. The 11:25 on the pregame clock, we'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, also Class 2A, Sectional 36. Same 8 teams as previously mentioned. And we'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernon. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. We'll mention the head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll currently 5 wins, 5 losses on the season. They finished 1-3 in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. They got a win in the conference crossover game versus Benton Central. That was on October 14th. Coach Aaron Toll has 34 wins, 71 losses. He's in season number 18 at Tipton High School, 134-71. He graduated from Tipton High School in 1990, graduated from Indiana University in 1995. We're going to set this down for the national anthem. Okay, that was our national anthem. 8 minutes, 53 seconds left on the pregame clock. A little bit more about the Tipton Blue Devils. As mentioned, Coach Aaron Toll, 1990 graduate at Tipton High School. Graduated from college, Indiana University, 1995. The Blue Devils, Tipton High School, located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana. 46072. You can reach them by telephone 765-675-7431. TiptonAthletics.com. You can find them on the web. That's TiptonAthletics.com. You can reach them on Twitter at BlueDevil_FB. They wear the collars blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 2022 order of finish for the Hoosier Conference is like this. Number one, that's West Lafayette Red Devils. At number two, it's the Western Panthers. Number three, Hamilton Heights Huskies. Number four, Lewis Cass Kings. Number four, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, my area. Number four is LCC Knights. Number five is Lewis Cass Kings. Number six, Rensselaer Central Bombers. Number seven, Tipton Blue Devils. Number eight, Benton Central Bison. Number nine, Northwestern Tigers. And number 10, Twin Lakes Indians. We'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference and game night happening tonight. There are six games involving Hoosier Conference members tonight during the 28th day of October. Class 4A, Sectional 20, 7 o'clock start tonight. Kokomo Wildcats, they're currently number 6 in the coaches poll. They're number 7 in the media poll. They're currently 9-1. They are at the Western Panthers tonight. Panthers are 6-4. Class 3A, Sectional 25, it's going to be a 7:30 start time. Class 3A, that's the West Lafayette Red Devils. They're currently number 1 in both polls. They are 10 wins, no losses. They are at 9-1 Calumet tonight. Could be a good one. Class 3A, Sectional 28, 7 o'clock start. 6-4, Bishop Chittard Trojans. They are currently number 3 in the coaches poll. They're number 6 in the media poll. Sectional round 1, they were at Indian Creek, got the win. So we'll mention, they are at Hamilton Heights tonight. Hamilton Heights currently 8 wins, 2 losses. We'll mention the Huskies' best win since 8-2 this season was back in 2014. The Huskies were 9-3. We'll mention Class 2A, Sectional 34, 7 o'clock start tonight. 6-3 on the season, Lewis Cass Kings. They're currently number 14 in the coaches poll, number 17 in the media poll. They are at Central Catholic High School tonight. They'll do battle with the Knights. The Knights are at number 9 in both polls, and the Knights are currently 7-3. Class 2A, Sectional 34, the other side of the bracket, 7 o'clock starts tonight. Rochester Zebras, they're 9-1 on the season. They're currently number 10 in the coaches' poll, number 7 in the media poll. They are at Benton Central, doing do battle with the Bison tonight. Benton Central currently 4-6. In the final game in the Hoosier Conference games tonight, Class 2A, Sectional 36, 7 o'clock start. The Bluffton Tigers at 6-4 are at Tipton. The Blue Devils 5-5. Both teams are unranked. And as far as we know, this is going to be the first time Bluffton Tigers and the Tipton Blue Devils have played the game of football against each other. We'll mention that's 5 Hoosier Conference home games out of the 6 games slated in the Hoosier Conference members tonight. So we'll talk a little bit about the Class 2A pairings. We'll talk about what's happening tonight in the semifinal round. This Class 2A, Sectional 34, we say that because they involve Hoosier Conference teams. 3 teams involved in Sectional 34 tonight. The top of the bracket, Lewis Cass, 6-3. They're a Hoosier Conference team. They're going to go against Central Catholic Knights, also a Hoosier Conference team, and they're 7-3. Bottom of the bracket at 9-1, the Rochester Zebras going against Benton Central Bison. Bison, Hoosier Conference member, they're 4-6. In Class 2A, Sectional 36 tonight. Second round tonight, semifinal. Eastbrook Panthers, they're at the top of the bracket. They're from Central Indiana Conference. They're 7-3. They are at Alexandria High School tonight, going to do battle with the Tigers at 6-4. The Tigers also out of the Central Indiana Conference. The bottom of the bracket, 6-4 on the season, the Bluffton Tigers. They're out of the Allen County Conference, and we'll mention they are here at Tipton High School. Blue Devils currently 5-5. They're out of the Hoosier Conference. And that's how it stacks up in the 2A involving tonight's ballgame. We're introducing starting lineups right now. Blue Devils being introduced. Gluckston Tigers across the way there on the sideline. Looking for a good game. And we'll mention again, we welcome you, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School, Tipton Sports Complex. The Bluffton Tigers and the Tipton Blue Devils, who welcome to tonight's education-based varsity high school football game. This is second round next week on November 4th will be the sectional final. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall and ASO providing internet radio access for PutneySports.com since 2008. We have a moment of silence for Mr. Parton.
He was the athletic custodian for the Blue Devils for over 25 years, and he was so much more than that. Enthusiastic fan, evaluator of officials, hard worker, jokester, good friend, and all-around great guy. Our warmest thoughts are with Bruce's wife, Deb, and his entire family, and some of his family members are here on the sidelines tonight. We especially want to remember his grandchildren, who were the center of his world. Please now join me for a moment of silence as we honor Tipton Gong, Bruce Park. Thank you.
So the captain is going to walk out to the center of the field. He's going to simulate the coin toss. And they'll walk out, four captains from each school. They'll go out to the middle. Right there where the new logo is for the Tipton Blue Devils. I got to admit, that Blue Devil logo can kind of grow on you. Didn't know if I liked it at the beginning, but it looks pretty good now. So I'm going to shake hands, each of the four, and greet one another. And I'm getting ready for football. The clock empties out, 7 seconds.
While they're doing the coin toss, I'd like to introduce your crew tonight.
Pull out right there. There's the whistle.
Getting
ready for first half action here at Tipton High School. So the Bluffton Tigers are going to kick off. So they won the toss. They elect to defer. They'll kick off, and the Blue Devils will receive the opening kickoff. The Blue Devils will receive from the south. They'll go to the north towards the scoreboard. Bluffton Tigers, a lot of energy over there. The team greets the four captains. Working over there, got a roster right here, we'll mention. Number 75, Nick Morrow, pretty big, good-sized guy. He's a senior class member, 6'4", 265. I will mention across the front line for the Bluffton Tigers. We'll mention the center. Where's number 52? That's Chris Castaneda. Chris Castaneda. 5'4", 165. He does the job well. I've seen him on huddle. He gets the job done. 2 years left. Left guard. Where's number 60? Lucas Garrett. He's 6'2", 215. Left tackle. 5'11", 281. He wears number 58. He's a sophomore. Deontay Eskridge. The right guard position, he's 5'9", 235. Number 70, that's Sam Meckling. He's a junior class member. And at the right tackle, 5'11", 279. Number 74, Johnny Cruz, also a junior class member. In the backfield, Braxton Betancourt. Betancourt plays the quarterback position, 5'7", 145. Behind him, the running back, 5'5", 150. Where's number 25, Anthony Cruz. He's a senior. He's over the 1,000-yard mark on the season. getting ready to kick off. Lexington Tigers, number 12, Hunter Wanger waits for the whistle. They'll take a 10-yard approach. Here comes the approach. We're underway at 7:01. It's going to be a swift kick. He's going to go down with it. Caught by the second level. That was Levi Bergen. Still elects not to return. He'll take about a step forward and take a knee. And the Blue Devils will start right there at their own 36-yard line. So 1 second off the clock. Blue Devils first possession. I'm going to line up about 15 yards deep right there. I take that back and go up to the line of scrimmage about 12 yards. They're going to line up slot right. They'll go double tight end. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Vince Hoover calling the cadence. Shotgun quarterback. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off. Left side. Seven hole. He gets up the sideline. The Blue Devils are going to score on the first offensive play from scrimmage. 64 yards. Eli Carter. 12 seconds off the scoreboard clock. Bluffton Tigers can play defense. Point after touchdown on the way. Eli Carver is going to be the holder. Set to kick it through the upright. Number 4, Dakota Ferg. Take a 3.5-yard approach. He's a junior class member. Here comes a snap. The hold's good. The boot is through the upright. End under end. Not a lot of distance. Kick the ball pretty low, but the same result. Blue Devils take an early advantage, 7-0. Blue Devils going to kick off. Get ready to kick off right here. And we'll mention a little bit about the Class 2A rankings. This is through 10 games. We'll mention that number 1, Litton Stockton Miners, sectional 37, they're 10-0. They're also number 1 in the media poll. At number 2, the LaVille Lancers, sectional 33, they're 10-0. They are tied at number 1 in the media poll with Linton Stockton. At number 3, Entrean, Fighting 59ers, they are the winners from a year ago, Class 2A. They're at Lucas Oil. They're in sectional 33. They're 6-3 on the season. They're number 5 in the media poll. Number 4, Indianapolis Pacina Crusaders. They're sectional 39. They're 9-1 on the season. They're ranked at number 3 in the media poll. And we'll catch up. We'll start again with number 5 here momentarily. Set to kick off, Dakota Ferg. Let's take a 7-yard approach. Waiting for the whistle. There it is. Here comes the approach. Dakota Ferg going to hit a high shot down to the 9 on the run back. They're going to go left side. You get a good run. He's going to go up the sideline. He may be gone. Let's see if Levi Burkett got him. There at the 41-yard line of Tipton. He was on a beeline. Looked like he could have gone. And then the Bluffton Tigers going to get real good field position to start this possession. Spot at the 41 from the left hash. They'll work offensively right there. Shotgun formation. Braden Betancourt. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield, Anthony Cruz. Cruz going to get the handoff. Ball's on the surface. Ball's loose. Blue Devils jump on it. They're going to say they got it. Couldn't quite get the handoff. Had some friction there, maybe not in the breadbasket. Ball came loose from the handoff from Betancourt to Cruz. Ball hit the surface about 2 yards deep. Blue Devils jump on him. Blue Devils have the football. 44-yard line from the right hash. Blue Devils in the huddle. 11:35 left during the first quarter. 7-0 contest. Blue Devils in front. They're going to line up in a slot. Left side, double tight end. Levi Burkett, left side end. Spiel, right. Shotgun formation and a handoff. Single man in the backfield to Eli Carter. He'll bounce off one tackler. He'll spin. He'll get it out to the 47-yard line. He'll pick up 3 on the carry. It'll be 2nd down, 7. We'll also mention that number 5, Class 2A rankings, Evansville Modern Day. They are the Wildcats, Sectional 40. They're 7-3. They're 6th in the media poll. Blue Devils shoot the line of scrimmage. Second down, 7. And the lineup split in left side, that's Mahaney. Split in right side is Goodrich. Two backs in the backfield. Eli Carter deep behind the tackle. Left side, he'll get a take a handoff, and Vince Cooper trying to get through the line of scrimmage on the carry. Couldn't get it done. Tackle on the play. Good tackle in the backfield. That's number 74, Johnny Cruz. He's a junior. 5'11", 279. Yeah, as Coach Tunkel mentioned in pregame, they are brothers. Anthony Cruz and Johnny Cruz. A little bit of a difference in size. They do different aspects here on the football field. Johnny Cruz, a junior. Anthony Cruz, a senior. Shotgun formation. They'll take the snap. They'll drop the throw. They'll throw right side. Out shut. Picked off. Picked off up the sideline. Going to get it into Blue Devil territory to the 26-yard line. Credit the interception. 14, Brody Lewis. Brody Lewis, 5'10", 153 in Bluffton. Back in action at the Blue Devil, 27-yard line. First and 10, 10:05 on the game clock. Change of possession, clock stationary, waiting on the snap. Play clock begins at 25. Bluffton to the line of scrimmage. Tigers in the line up, split end, right side. They'll go with the wing back, three in the backfield, and hand it to the tailback. That's Cruz. Cruz, Anthony Cruz, going to get to the 22-yard line. Going to pick up 5 on the carry. Second down, 5. Clock moving, 9:49. Ball's near the middle of the field. Going through the sideline, picking up the play right there is Betancourt. Calls the play, he'll break huddle in unison. The lineup shotgun formation. Kind of a power eye right. With the left fullback being the quarterback, Betancourt. They'll hand off. Anthony Cruz, they go left side, 3-hole. He's going to stay on his feet. He's going to dive it forward. He's going to be real close to a first down. They're going to stop the clock, take a look at it, and they're going to call it a first down. First and 10. Bluffton. Ball spotted at the 17-yard line of Tipton. Bluffton began this possession. They fumbled. Should say the possession before. Fumbled the first snap in the backfield. Blue Devils give the ball back with an interception, and that's where we're at now on that drive. Going to go left, right side and hand it off. It'll be a touchdown. Anthony Cruz is going to go in from 17 yards out. Go 5-hole, veer it out. The 7-6 ball game. 8:57 left. Going out to tie the ball game. Place kicker is Brody Lewis. Brody Lewis, right-footed kicker, wears number 14. He'll take a 4-yard approach. Soccer style. Betancourt puts the ball down. Kick is up and good. Tie ball game. 8:57 left here in the first quarter. Well, again, we'll mention some more of those rankings. Class 2A. Class 2A rankings at number 6, Triton Central. They are the Tigers. Sectional 39, they're 8-2. And they are also number 4 in the media poll. Number 7 position this week, Eastside Blazers. They're sectional 35, they're 8-2. They're in ranked at number 8 in the media poll. At number 8 ranking this week, Fort Wayne Lures. They are the Knights. Sectional 35, they're 5-5 on the season. They play a pretty hefty schedule. They're ranked at number 12 in the media poll. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, they're sectional 34. They're currently 7-3. They are ranked at number 9 in both polls. At number 10, Rochester Zebras. They've been in the ranking for a couple, 3 weeks now. Zebras sectional 34 also. They're 9-1. They're ranked at number 7 in the media poll. We'll pick up with number 11 through 14 momentarily. Set to kick off for the Brushing Tigers. Number 14, Brody Lewis. There's the whistle, 10-yard approach. Brody Lewis, a squib kick right side. Falling on the ball again near the same area. Levi Burton falls on it at the 40. Trying to kick it into a dead spot right there. Levi Burton, as you know, he switched from number 60 to number 11. They found out he's got some hands, and he showed them right there. Blue Devils will take over first and 10 at their own 40-yard line from the left hash. Three-man front for Bluffton Tigers. Four linebackers, four defensive backs. Shotgun formation, slot, right, tight end, double tight. Single man in the back, good, Eli Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll go up the gap. He'll bear it right side, two hole. He got to get out across the 45, the body near the 47-yard line. They call it a gain of six. It's going to be second down and four. At number 11 in Class 2A, Eastbrook Panthers, they're sectional 36. They're 7-3. They are not ranked in the media poll. At number 12, Heritage Christian Eagles, sectional 38. They're 6-3. They're ranked number 10. They're tied at number 10 in the media poll. Shotgun formation, slot left, tight end right. They'll take the handoff to Eli Carter. Vancouver going to carry the football. He'll go across the 50. Take about three guys to bring him down. They got to the 49. First down, Blue Devils. And also at number 13, it's Perry Central Commodores. They're at number, they're sectional 40. They're 8-2. They're tied at number 10 with Heritage Christian in the media poll. And at number 14, Lewis Cass King, sectional 34. They're going against Lafayette Central Catholic tonight. The Kings are 6-3. They're number 17 in the media poll. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Eli Carter, direct snap to Carter. He dropped the football in the backfield. Had to fall on it. Going to be a loss of 5 on the play. 7.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. 7-7 ball game. Chips and Blue Devils scored first. Bluffton Tigers scored second. Tigers take advantage of an interception. Second down, 14. Ball resting at the 47-yard line of Tipton. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Slot left, double tight end. They'll hand off to Carter, he'll veer it left side. They'll cut it up the 5-hole. They'll get to about the 50-yard line. They'll spot it right there. As Levi Burton and Caden King as they exchange pleasantries right there. Nothing but sportsmanship right there. Look at each other on the back. So we're going to go third down, 11. Ball's at midfield. It's nose up to the 50 from the left hash. Blue Devils going to send two receivers wide right. Double tight end. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter. Pass play. Out of the shotgun. They'll get it right side. They'll get it to Goodrich. He'll dive it forward. Get what he can. He'll pick up a couple. It's going to be fourth down. The Blue Devils are going to send out their punting units. So Levi Burkett going to drop back in the punt formation. Ball's resting at the Bluffton 48-yard line at the right hash. Fourth down, 9. Burkett will take the snap from 13 yards deep. Gunners, left side is Eli Carver. Right side is Zane Goodrich. He'll get a punt off. Going to bounce at the 22. Going to bounce hard. He'll pick it back up. He'll work it straight up the gut. He'll try to get what he can. He'll get across the 20. Take a return out to the 23-yard line. And I believe on the return, number 14, Brody Lewis. Brody Lewis came up with the interception. Led to a touchdown for Bluffton. 5:28 on the game clock. Ball resting at the 22-yard line. Bluffton territory. Blue Devils lined up a three-man front. Chase Higgins, double check there. Clayton Henderson, Sam Klein. They move linebackers up on the line of scrimmage and check the wristbands for Bluffton. They change the play. Shotgun formation, two in the backfield. To take the snap, he'll bear it, quarterback keeper, right side, he'll go eight-hole, gets blocking out front. He'll be pulled down at the 35-yard line by Zane Goodrich. The first down run from quarterback Brayton Bettencourt. So they move the chains, ball spotted out to the 35-yard line. Clock moving, 5:14 on the game clock. The break huddle, Bluffton Tigers hustle up to the line of scrimmage, share the lineup, split in. Left side, number 4, Andrew Hunt. Just get a handoff in the backfield there. A little bit of a collision. A little bit of a collision on the handoff.
Moore with the
ball carrier, number 9, Kamel Moore. Kamel Moore, a freshman athlete, 5'8", 167. The freshman athlete, number 9, Kamel Moore. The ball spotted at the 36-yard line after a gain of 1, second down, 9. Three men in the backfield, shotgun quarterback, Bettencourt, he'll hand off to the tailback. Again, that's Moore. Moore's going to be stopped right there at the 39-yard line. He's going to pick up about three yards on the carry. He's going to bring up third down, 6 for Bluffton. Blue Devils going to try to stuff them right here, try to make them punt the football. Pretty much an even ball game to this point. Bluffton Tigers in the huddle. 3:54 clock moving. Working in the first quarter at Tipton High School. Semi-final, sectional 36. Shotgun snap, you're going to roll left. Left-handed quarterback, going to let it go. It's caught at the 49 of Bluffton. He'll go across the 50. Flag comes in. Catch is made. Number 4, Andrew Hunt. 6'1", 166. Make the catch, flag on the play. The official's going to talk it over. Umpire's going to say it's a illegal use of hands. Blocking out in front of the body, a bit of a hold. Going to back up the football 10 yards from where the flag lay. So they'll bring it back to the 49-yard line of Bluffton. So they'll work from the left hash. It'll be third down once again. I take that back. They'll get the first down. They'll net it even after the penalty. First and 10, Bluffton. Ball spotted at the Bluffton 49 at the left hash. Shotgun formation, trips to the right. Split out right, wide left. Single man in the backfield. They're going to give it away. They'll give it to the running back. That's Cruz. He's up the gut. He's on the loose. He's inside the 30. And they'll tackle him down at the 29-yard line. Anthony Cruz. 5'5" tall, 150 pounds. He's a senior. He's over 1,000 yards rushing on the season. That told to us by Coach Brent Kunkel before the ball game. Shotgun formation, slot right, tight slot, left side, short side of field. They'll hand off again. They'll give us a cruise. He's loose. He goes four hole. He's inside the 20. Beside the 15 and right there near the 10-yard line. Cruz is going to pick up another first down. It's going to be first and goal for the Bluffton Tigers. Going to roll the clock, 2:54. That umpire likes to roll the clock. Even if the chains aren't quite set, need to keep this game a moving. It's first and goal from the 10 for Bluffton. Ball's in the middle of the field. Slot right, slot left. Shotgun snap taken by Bettencourt. They'll hand off to Cruz. Couple of Blue Devils right there. Higgins and Dickerson make the stop behind the line of scrimmage. So tackle for a loss. They'll take it back to the 11. Second down goal for Bluffton. 2:16 clock moving. First quarter. 7-7 ball game. bust in on the doorstep. Double slot, right side. Trips to the right, they'll hand off to Cruz, and they'll meet him at the line of scrimmage. Cole Hudson, first one to make contact. For no gain, they're going to be third down, 11. Blue Devils trying to put up a stand right here. Third down, 11. 1:44 on the game clock. Clock is moving. First quarter at Chipton High School. They're going to line up again. Trips to the right for Bluffton. Split out wide left. Cruz in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Going to roll right. Betancourt going to throw to the end zone. Back to the end zone. Going to go incomplete. Out of the end zone. They had two guys in the route right there that brought two defenders over. They were Eli Carter, one of them. And also back there, Eli Carver. So they're going to try the field goal. Field goal opportunity. They're going to spot it near the, probably the 19-yard line. Betancourt going to be the holder. Field goal opportunity. They bring out number 40, Sertiak. Sertiak, I'm not going to attempt the first name, who might be a foreign exchange student. They're spotted at the 19 from the left side. There's the hole. There's the boot. And it gets over the crossbar. It skimmed off the bottom of the top of the crossbar and went on across. So the Blue Devils see the first field goal of the season. Them or them. Nobody. The first field goal of the season. That guy's got to be a foreign exchange student, doesn't he? That's pretty good boot. So 29-yarder, good. And Bluffton goes up by three. 10-7 ball game. And then this sectional is a good one. Eastbrook at Alexandria right now. They'll play the winner of this game, Bluffton or Tipton. That'll happen next week. Bluffton or Tipton, as shown on the brackets, would be the home team next week on November 4th. They're going to line it up right there in the middle of the field. 40-yard line. Set to kick off. Number 12, Hunter Winger. 10-yard approach. A little bit soccer style. Waiting for the whistle. There it is. See if he does another squib kick over here by Levi Burkins. He is going to go his direction. He's going to be taken by the third row. Mahaney on the return. They get across the 35 to about the 38-yard line. Quick kick. They're not going to kick it to Eli Carter. They're just not going to do it. So the Blue Devils are going to take over. First and 10. Left hash at the Blue Devil 38-yard line. 1:18 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap. Short side of field, slot left. In the slot is Goodman. Split out wide right is Mahaney. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. They're going to motion. They're going to go jet sweep. Fake the jet sweep. They'll give it to Eli Carter up the gut, and they'll hold him to little to no gain right there. Bluffton. Good tackle right there on Eli Carter. They're going to bring up a second and 10. And we'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. New slogan for the IHSAA. Mahaney split right, tight slot, into the slot. They go in motion. They go to the jet sweep this time. It's Eli Carter from the slot. They'll take the jet sweep to the 45-yard line. They'll pick up seven. It's going to be third down three for the Blue Devils. Ball just nosed up to the 45-yard line. Right hash. First quarter clock is going to empty out. 10 seconds. Both teams know it. They're going to take a break here in just a moment. They're starting to walk off the field right now. 2 seconds. 1 second. And there's the whistle. And whistle off the quarter. The end of one quarter. Bluffton 10. Tipton 7. And we do thank you for listening. But we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's in Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. Again, that's 27857 Henry Gunn Road, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. Or check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store Incorporated. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Runyon Truck Store in Atlanta. It's out in the country, pretty close to Highway 37. Got to admit, Alan Runyon runs a good store, and he's a good installer right there in his own right. So they inverted the field. It's third down three. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage, 45-yard line their own. Shotgun and hand off. Eli Carter takes the handoff. Veers it. He'll take it around the corner, left side. He'll break the chain. He'll get a first down. He'll move the ball into Ruston territory to the 47 of Ruston. He'll pick up another first down. He runs the ball out of bounds. 11:51 on the game clock. Back into the huddle, picking up the play. Vince Hoover taking a breather out of the ball game. Zane Goodrich. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. We're going to run slot right. In the slot is Eli Carter. Split out wide left is Mahaney. Single man in the backfield. Sutter Griffin. Shotgun quarterback, Vince Hoover. He'll take a snap. Drop the throw. He's going to go across the middle. Looking for Eli Carter. He was open. Pass was a bit low. Incomplete. Clock stops at 11:46. Going to bring up a second down 10. Play clock has begun. It's 25. It started at 40. Right after the incompletion. Back in the huddle, Vince Hoover. He'll call the play and look at the wristband. 14 seconds into the second quarter. 10-7 ball game. Bluffton in front. Slot right. Double tight end. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter, he'll get the handoff. They'll fake it to him, and Vince Hoover keeps it. He's going to get a good carry. Might have picked up a first down. He needed 10. Let's see where they got him to stepping out. See where they step him out. They're going to say he went out at the 40 of Bluffton. So he's going to pick up 7. He's going to be very easy. It's going to be third down 3 for the Blue Devils. Clock stops on the out-of-bounds run by Vince Hoover. 11:40 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils going to line up slot right side. That's Goodrich and Mahaney. Double tight end. Eli Carter in the backfield. Shotgun snap taken by Hoover. He'll fake it to Carter. He'll drive it left side, and he'll be caught right there at the line of scrimmage by Bluffton. In on the side right there for Bluffton. Number 74, Johnny Cruz. Johnny Cruz, he's the nose tackle. He checks in at 5'11", 279. Fourth down. They need about 2.5. Flag on the play. Not sure what this is. This is kind of out in left field. It may be a sideline warning. Sideline warning on the Blue Devils. The sideline warning, and they wasn't even running a punt. So they're going to back him up. And evidently, the coaches, I'd have been not wanting the coaches to get too close to the playing surface. I don't quite agree with that. Players is one thing. Coaches are a different thing. So they're going to line up. That's just a warning. Fourth down 3. Shotgun formation. 2 in the backfield. Direct snap to Eli Carter. He'll dive it forward. And they're going to stop him shy. He's going to be short of the first down. He put the head down. He's gotten quite good. And they're going to spot him at about the 38-yard line. He may do the 38-and-a-half. They're going to spot him just shy of the first down. I should say, yeah, they're spotting him at the 38. They need to take a measurement. They're going to take a measurement. No, let's see what they're going to do. Yeah, they need to bring the sticks out. It's too late now. Wow. Man, they're getting paid to do this. So the ball's spotted at the 38-yard line to get it back to Bluffton. They say it was a turnover on downs. So Bluffton with the football. Bring the backfield and go dog motion. Get a blocking back. Take the handoff, dropping the throw. Pass play. Couldn't get the pass off. Blue Devils were right there in the face of Betancourt. That was number 64, Aiden Blair. Aiden Blair, junior athlete, 6'1", 200. Right there in the face. He was tackling the torso of Betancourt about the time Betancourt was wanting to let go of it. That ball went nowhere. Second down, 10. Clock stop, 10:51, incomplete pass. Shotgun, single man in the backfield. Cruz gets the handoff. Cruz goes right side, he's out to the 40-yard line. He'll pick up a double on the carry. It'll be third down, 8. Third and 8, they're going to nose it up almost to the 40. It's at about the 39.5-yard line. Clock moving, second quarter, 10:27 on the game clock. 10-7 ball game, Bluffton in front for, third down 8, dropping the throw is Betancourt. He's going to flush out the pocket. He's going to get what he can. He's got a first down. He'll go up the right sideline. That's the Bluffton sideline. He'll get pushed out of bounds in Blue Devil territory. So Betancourt picks up a first down on a third down 8. Not sure if that was design, quarterback draw, or just a busted play. Betancourt makes the best of it. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line of Tipton from the right hash. Betancourt went out of bounds. 10-11 left here in the second quarter. Bluffton going to line up double slot. Left side. Split out wide right. Pass play, bubble screen, left side. Caught by A.J., number 19. Makes the catch. He's got a first down. He's tackled out of bounds by Eli Carter. It's number 19, A.J. Strebler. Strebler, a freshman class member, 5'10", 165. Strebler, a lot of games in front of him to play. Ball's inside the 20-yard line. Bluffton inside the red zone. Ball's marked at the 18 at the left hash. Slot right, slot left. Motion away. Going to be a flag. Be two men moving. False start. They call it a false start here. It's in the illegal procedure. They'll back it up 5. They'll take it to the 23-yard line. Still first down. And from the left hash. 10:01 on the game clock. Bluffton Tigers at the Blue Devil 23-yard line. First down, 15. After the penalty, shotgun formation. Anthony Cruz in the backfield. Slot left, slot right. Betancourt going to roll left. He'll throw back against the grain and complete. He'll throw a lefty pass as he rolls right. He'll stop to set his feet. Incomplete. Going to bring up a second down, 15. And they'll bring the ball back and they'll reset it at the left hash. And they'll work it out of the huddle. The pass was intended for number 4, Andrew Hunt. Shotgun formation. Betancourt. Brayton Betancourt. Let's take a snap. He'll fake it. He'll roll right. Pass play in the flat right side to get to the 15-yard line on the pass play. Pass is complete. Number 14, Brody Lewis. 5'10", 153, junior class member. Ball spotted at the 16-yard line of Tipton from the right hash. Third down, 8. Blue Devils trying to get the ball back. They're trying to force them into another field goal opportunity. Going to go motion out of the backfield. Dog motion. They're going to run it left side. Quarterback, Betancourt's going to keep it. He's going to work to get out of bounds. They just push him out of bounds. Blue Devils make the tackle. That was Zane Goodrich. Jogging back to the huddle in a hurry is Betancourt. Betancourt would be the holder. They decide to go for another field goal, and they may just do so. We'll see. Ball spotted at the 14-yard line. They're going to go for it. Fourth down, 6. They're going for the first down or the touchdown. Field goal kicker stays on the sideline. 9:09 clock stationary. Shotgun, snap, dropping the throw straight back. Is Betancourt, he'll go to the right corner of the end zone. Balls up. Defender was good. That was Eli Carter. Ball was a little bit tall, overthrown. Pretty good ball. Left-handed pass play right there. Breaking Betancourt. Gets the junior. Pretty good pass. They'll give the ball back to Tipton. They'll turn it over on downs. They'll respot it at the 14-yard line from the right hash for Tipton. They break huddle. 9:04 left here in the second quarter. Slot left. The Haney split out wide left. Goodrich in the slot. Double tight end. Spread right there on the line of scrimmage. For the handoff, Eli Carter takes the handoff. To get back, he'll get it out to the 15. They're going to call it the 15 and a half. Eli Carter, the ball carrier. Clock moving, 8:49 left here in the second quarter. 10-7 ball game. Bluffton Tigers in front. Blue Devils break huddle. To the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 17. Split out wide left is Mahaney. Double tied in. Split right side is Goodrich. Three backs in the backfield. Shotgun. Going to take the hand off to Carter. Vince Hoover going to keep the football. He spins out of it. Spins out of a would-be tackler. He gets out to the 27-yard line. First down, Vince Hoover on the carry. The chain move. They'll reach that 27-yard line. 8:12 clock moving. Play clock started from 40. It's at 24 now. 10-7 ball game. Second quarter. Tipton High School. Talk to a gentleman up here from Bluffton. That is about 70-mile trip. I don't doubt it. Been there a couple of times myself at Bluffton. What a nice place. Flat pass. They go backwards lateral. They get it to Eli Carter. He'll dive it forward. He's going to be pick up a gain of about 8 yards on the pass play. It was actually a backwards lateral out of the backfield to Carter. He's on the left side. He's going to get a gain of 8. He's going to be second down 2. I take that back. There's a flag on the play. It's going to nullify a good pass, good run, I should say, a long handoff. It's going to be a flag holding call against the Blue Devils. So holding call, you never know. That might have been the hold that freed him up, got an extra yardage. So they back it up, still first down. But it's now first and 21. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover, Eli Carter in the backfield. Trip to the left, but out wide right is Goodrich. Fake the handoff. Might have missed it. Not sure. He's loose, though. Vince Hoover going to pick up a block from Goodrich. A good block bringing him up for 10 more yards, maybe 12. Vince Hoover going to step out of bounds at the Blue Devil 49-yard line. A good block by Zane Goodrich, bringing him up for at least 12, 14 more yards. So they'll nose it up to the 49, balls at the right hash. Taking a breather out of the ball game, Landon Spidell, Eli Carver. 7:24 on the game clock. Hoover got out of bounds. Stopped the clock. Snap it from the 49 at Tipton. The Twins right left side. They'll hand off in the backfield. They'll give it to Eli Carter. He'll dive it into Lufkin territory. He'll get it just at the 45-yard line. They'll nose it up at the 45 of Lufkin. Just inside the right hash. Blue Devils going away from the scoreboard from my left to my right. Second down, 4. Slot left, split out wide left. Double tight end. See him in the backfield. You got Carter. Quarterback snap taken by Vince Hoover. They'll hand off to Carter. Carter trying to parallel the line of scrimmage. He'll get back about to the line of scrimmage. He backed up a couple of yards to try to get a corner broke. Couldn't quite break the corner. Good play by Bluffton. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line. A loss of 1. Bring up a 3rd down, 5 for the Blue Devils. Big play for Bluffton. Bluffton trying to hold them to less than 5. Trying to force Tipton into a punching situation. We'll see how that would go. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Slot right. Going to stop the play before it even starts. Timeout, Tipton. Blue Devils going to call timeout. They're going to talk this over. 6:03 left here in the first half. 10-7 ball game. You are listening to Put Me in Sports. We thank you for tuning in. We'll talk a little bit about the IHSAA. These are the overall football rankings. These are the top 10 through 10 games. There are 8 6A teams and 2 4A schools. At number 1, Hamilton Southeastern Royals. They're 9-0. Number 2, Brownsburg Bulldogs. They're 8-1. Number 3, Indianapolis Cathedral Irish. They're 7-1. Number 4, Center Grove Trojans, 7-2. Number 5, that's Class 4A, New Palestine Dragons, 10-0. Number 6, Westfield Shamrock, 6-3. 7, Fisher's Tigers, 6-3. 8, Ben Davis Giants, 6-3. Number 9, another 4A school, Ron Colley Royals, they're 9-1. And number 10, Carmel Greyhounds, they're 6-3. And if you check in Hamilton County, all of the Hamilton County high school football teams are in action tonight. There are 8 of them. Shotgun formation. Twins right, split out wide left. 3rd down, 5. Shotgun snap, dropping the throw. Vince Hoover passed in the flat. Right side caught. Eli Carter's got a 1st down. He's got 6 Bluffton Tigers around him. He'll take a couple of them. He'll go down somewhat voluntarily after the catch. He'll get to the Bluffton 33-yard line. Blue Devils move the chains. 5:50 on the game clock. Clock moving. 2nd quarter. Ball marked at the right hash. The Bluffton Tigers 33-yard line. Blue Devils break huddle. There's the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter in the backfield. Slot left. Double tight end. Calling the cadence. There's a snap. They're going to hand off to Eli. They go left side and bring it back right. They're going to spin move and get inside the 25. They get down to the 24-yard line. Eli Carter, the ball carrier.
Gain of 9.
We'll pick up, let's call it a 9. That's what it's going to be. Gain of 9 is going to be 2nd down, 1. Might be a good play to put the ball in the air on a safe pass. We'll see. 2nd down, 1. Clock's inside 5 minutes. Trip to the right. Split out wide left is Goodrich. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. He's going to dive himself. He'll go left side. He'll pick up a 1st down. He'll pick up 3. When he needed a couple, he picked up 3. They're spotted at the 22-yard line. 1st down, Blue Devils. Levi Burkett back in the game. He took a little break right there in the last play. Eli Carver going to take a breather. 4:34 clock moving. Blue Devils methodically moving the ball down the field. 10-7 ball game. 4:22 left. Shotgun. Trip to the right. Tight end left. They're going to hand off Eli Carter. He'll go one hole. A gap between the center and the left guard.
You
get a minor gain there. He's going to pick up about a yard. He's going to call a gain of two. Second down, eight. Clock moving. It's at the four-minute mark. Ball is at the red zone. Spotted up just inside the right hash. Nose up to the 20-yard line of Bluffton. Blue Devils break huddle. 15 seconds on the play clock. It's been Spidell wide left in the slot. Mahaney spit out wide left. Wide right is Goodrich. Going to hand off. Take the hand off, and Vince Hoover's got the football. He breaks the chain. He's inside the 10. Ball may have come loose, and to call it down by contact. Not going to be a fumble. Ball's down by contact. Ground cannot cause a fumble. They roll the clock. It's first and goal from the 9-yard line. 3:31 on the game clock. I believe they might have rolled the clock. Umpire might not be looking there. But they now roll it again. So they didn't roll the clock exactly on time. Might not make a big difference in this second quarter late. Shotgun formation. The handoff left side. Eli Carter. Eli Carter's breaking contain. He's going to work hard to get to the goal line. Didn't quite get there. He stepped out of bounds at the 3-yard line. I got to admit, these synthetic field turf fields, these lines are perfect. They are as true can be. I'm looking across the field right there, and I can see exactly where that ref was standing. On a regular routine painted field, it'd be difficult to know. So the Blue Devils, ball spotted, calling it four on the board. It's at the 3-yard line. Second down goal from the 3. Ball's at the left hash. Fifth Hoover's going to go forward. He's going to go right side. He's going to push him, and he's not going to get there. Vince Hoover going to take the snap. He took the snap, and he went forward, trying to push off. You got to wait that half a second. Let the blocking take place in front of you, and then go behind him. Don't want to go directly on the snap. 2:11 left. Blue Devils. Same location. 3-yard line. It's third and goal. Shotgun formation. They're going to center again. I formation. Vince Hoover calling the cadence. He's going to reverse out, hand off Eli Carter in the backfield. Trying to work free there. He's going to be tackled for a loss. He's back at the 5-yard line. See what's going to happen here. Coach Toll is going to make a decision. Dakota Ferg option could tie the ball game with a field goal. Blue Devils probably going to call this timeout and talk this over. So the play clock is at 17. Vince Hoover still over by the sideline, thinking about getting the next play. Coach Toll's talking it over. He's going to let the play clock get down to 1, call a timeout, and they'll talk this over. A field goal will tie the ball game. Ball spotted at the 5-yard line. Be about a 27 or 28-yard field goal. Be very similar to the field goal Bluffton got from 29 yards. 10-7 ball game, 1:09 left, second quarter. This is a game of strategy. This is not just a game to hit guys hard. It's a game of strategy. Football has always been that way. So we'll hope to talk to somebody at halftime, go through these NFL picks. That'll be interesting. We'll go ahead and mention the IHSAA top players. These are the leaders. Top leaders is through 10 weeks. The passing leader in the state of Indiana is number 10. He's a sophomore, Jackson Willis, Indianapolis Lutheran High School, Indianapolis, Indiana. He's 6'2", 182. He's a left-handed quarterback. somewhat like Brenton Betancourt. We'll mention in 10 games, he got 2,850 yards, 38 touchdown passes. That's 285 a game. He's 139 for 206. He threw four interceptions. They're going to line it up for a field goal. They're going to spot it at the 16. They're 26 yards back. They're about a yard close, maybe. You're going to get the kick away, and it's good. They snapped that ball from 6 yards deep, and they still got the kick to go through. Dakota Ferg, that's good blocking. I see Coach Stoker kind of wondering. Doggone, they spotted that block 6 yards off the line of scrimmage. Still got success out of the kick. 105 left during the second quarter. It's a tie ball game at 10. First game of the season, we've seen a field goal kicked against Tipton. And now Tipton also kicked a field goal against Bluffton. Ties the game at 10. So 105 Blue Devils. They will also mention state rushing leader after 10 games, number 23, Robert Lamar. He's a senior. He's 5'10". We'll mention he's from Clarksville High School, Clarksville, Indiana. He's rushed for 2,839 yards. That's 9.6 yards average per game. I should say per carry. Per game, it's 283.9. 73 is his long carry. He's got 10 games over the century mark, 34 touchdowns on the ground. He plays basketball and football. This is Robert Lamar. There's the approach, squib kick, up the middle, high bounce, taking at the 30. They go across the 35, they get to the 39, maybe the 40-yard line. Clock stops just under a minute, 58.7 left.
Football, first and 10.
Bluffton, going to run some plays right here. They do have timeouts in their back pocket. They're going to spot it at the 39 right hash. Brayton Betancourt, pretty good arm in the backfield behind him. Going to be Anthony Cruz. The official's going to talk something over. They're talking something over right there. And we'll see what happens. First and 10 at the Bluffton 39. Trips to the left, wide right. They're going to hand off to Cruz. They'll go two-hole right side. They'll pick up the first down. He's up the sideline. He's in the Blue Devil territory. They'll get pushed out of bounds at the 44-yard line of Tipton. So a burst of speed, Anthony Cruz. Timeout called by Bluffton.
Timeout Bluffton.
52 seconds remaining here in the first half. Blue Devils, Tigers talking it over. And I will also mention the state receiving leader. This is in the state of Indiana. The leader at the top for more than a few weeks in a row right now is number 24, Brad Schultz. Brad Schultz, he's 5'10", 165. He attends high school at Triton Central in Fairland, Indiana. Receiving yards this season, 10 games, 1,977 yards. He's got 106 receptions on the season. Yards per game average, 61.8. Receiving touchdowns, 23. Overall, touchdowns on the season, 25. That's Brad Schultz from Triton Central High School. Ball spotted, 44-yard line. Both teams ready to go. Timeout over. There's the whistle. Trips to the left. Split out wide right. Cruz in the backfield along with Betancourt. He'll take the snap. Pass play. He'll go right side caught. Might have a first down. They're going to give him 9. He's going to pick up 9 on the pass play. No, you give him a gain of 10. He's going to move to 6. First and 10, ball spotted at the Blue Devil 35-yard line. 46.9 is 2-minute offense. They're running it pretty much to perfection to this point. trips to the left. Split wide right. Shotgun. Drop the throw, another pass play. Set down route might have been the same play. He'll pick up 9 on this one. Going to say he did get out of bounds. Timeout, actually, timeout. He did get out of bounds. Coach Kunkel called an immediate timeout. Stopped the clock at 41.4. So a 2-minute timeout right now. And that Hoosier Conference, we'll mention the Hoosier Conference, it stacks up like this. Western Panthers, they're Class 4A. They're in Sectional 20. Hamilton Heights, they're Class 3A. They're in Sectional 28. The Lewis Cass Kings, Class 2A, Sectional 34. Tipton Blue Devils, Class 2A, Sectional 36. Northwestern Tigers, Class 3A, Sectional 28. West Lafayette Red Devils, Class 3A, Sectional 25. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Class 2A, Sectional 34. Rensselaer Central Bombers, Class 3A, Sectional 25. Benton Central Bison, Class 2A, Sectional 34. And the Twin Lakes Indians, Class 3A, Sectional 25. To the line of scrimmage, whistle sounds. Second down, 2. Dropping the throw out of the shotgun. They'll run one up the sideline. Deep pass to the end zone. Going to be interference on the call. Carver was there on the coverage along with Zane Goodrich. Flag comes in. The pass was right at the goal line. It was a lofty pass. Type of pass you either want to get caught, thrown away, or pick up an interference call like they've done here. So the Blue Devils called for interference. They'll mark off 15 yards from the line of scrimmage for the interference call. It's a high school game. Spot foul is only in the NFL, and they're trying to change that rule because it really makes the game not quite fair to get interference for a 50-yard bomb. They're going to hand off the middle, Cruz. They go right side, Jewel. Outside the 10, about the 10.5 yard line. Blue Devils make the stop. They're going through the line of scrimmage. Timeout may be complete. 20 seconds, clock moving. Shotgun, dropping the throw, going to roll left. Pass play, Betancourt. Sprawls out, laid out to make the catch. Couldn't bring it in. That's number 4, Andrew Hunt. Andrew Hunt absolutely laid out horizontal. Couldn't make the catch. What an effort. 13.6 left. Clock stop. It's 3rd down, 10. Blue Devils trying to avoid a halftime go-ahead score by Bluffton. They're going to line up slot right, short side of field. Slot left. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun quarterback takes a snap. Betancourt going to roll left. Looking. He throws it to the end zone. Couldn't be caught. Out in front, couldn't get a hand on it. That was 19, A.J. Strebler. Strebler incomplete. 7.1 left. They send out their field goal units. 7.1 left. 10-10 ball game. They send out the foreign exchange student once again. Yaroslav, that's Yaroslav. 30th, Sterduk. He'll drop the kick right here, a 4-yard approach. Right foot of soccer style. High snap. They run fire. They're going to have to go for the touchdown. Betancourt lets the ball go. In the end zone, it's caught. Betancourt throws a strike. Back of the end zone, touchdown. Off the high snap. Touchdown pass caught by number 4, Andrew Hunt. Andrew Hunt, he laid out for one, couldn't get it. Andrew Hunt, before that play, I saw the dismay with his body language. He wanted to score, and he got one. The impractical way. It's a 16-10 ball game. Bluffton in front. I'll try the point after. Snaps good, holds good, spots good, kick is not good. Caught the back end zone by Levi Burkett, but he cannot return it. We're at halftime. Point after is no good off the foot. 16-10 contest. Both teams going to halftime, going to talk this over. It'll be a 15-minute intermission clock. Should be a good talk in the locker room. We're going to take a breather. One moment, please. Okay, we got a guy lined up. Anthony Hartman?
Yeah.
Anthony Hartman is going to talk to us at halftime. He's going to pick the NFL picks. But we're going to mention a little bit about our sponsorships. We are thankful this season, Blue Devil Football. I'm going to go through these. We'll mention Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can see them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Also, Encompass Credit Union. Encompass Credit Union, when you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially, at Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded just like you. You can reach us by phone at 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, it's EncompassCU.org. Also, bringing this game to you, while growing up and accepting the responsibility of being the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school, that next wrestling match, and for each match before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions, when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils football team each and every Friday night as they seek to demolish each Friday night opponent. Signed, Scott G., a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. Again, this game has been brought to you by Smith and Landcow Family Dentistry. Smith and Landcow is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. They're located at 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We welcome you at Smith and Landcow Family Dentistry. We are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call us at 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. Smith and Landcow Family Dentistry. Also bringing this game to you, Tipton Ace Hardware. The helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware, 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint, and tool needs. Visit us in the store, or they also have curb pickup service for your convenience. And also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. That's Ace Hardware. Very helpful and knowledgeable people. Good variety and highly recommended. Ace Hardware is a helpful place. Dial them by phone at 765-675-6740. And also, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with every visit available. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what down it is. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good friends, good food, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Got a halftime score here. Sheridan, 28. Monroe Central, 6. That's in the second quarter. Bishop Chittard, 14. Hamilton Heights, 0. That's in the first quarter. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX A New Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX A New Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX A New Realty, they're in Tipton, Indiana, and they are the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX A New Realty, they're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them at 765-675-3100. That's anewrealtyhomes.com. Again, anewrealtyhomes.com. RE/MAX A New Realty in Tipton. This game also being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers. .com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. That's Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana, and their second Hamilton County location, Fritz in Noblesville, that's at 2400 Westfield Road. At State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield. And we'll also mention you can explore their quality used car inventory. You can do that online in the comfort of your own home. You can visit them online or on site. FritzinFishers.com. That's FRITZ. This game also brought to you by Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. Call Rutledge at 765-292-2315 or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. That's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. They are licensed, insured, they're honest, dependable, and always professional, serving our community for more than 30 years. That's Rutledge Well Drilling. Also bringing this game to you is Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman from the Tipton Tribune. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter. That's at Michelle_Garman. That's at Michelle, that's two L's, _Garman, for updates on area games and matches. That's Michelle Garman. Also bringing this game to you, Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as a consumer can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022 Tipton Blue Devils. Dean's Auto Parts, bringing this game to you. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Carquest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero, that's at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. The show also being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up 317-773-4800. They are authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated. That's Dirk. Dirk since 1998. And the owner is on site daily. That's Mr. Dirk. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. We thank you for listening. And right now we're going to talk to a gentleman here from Bluffton High School. What grade are you in?
Sophomore.
Sophomore? We're going to unplug here. We'll be right back. You ready? Sophomore. Tell us your name again.
Anthony Hartman.
You pretty big NFL fan? How big are you?
Pretty big, yeah.
Explain how big you are.
Very. No.
Tell us your favorite. Your white Cowboys. You remember Tom Landry?
No.
Okay, you're not a big fan yet. Okay, Tom Landry created the Cowboys. You remember the who started that? Okay. We're going to run through these NFL picks. And then last night on the 27th, Baltimore and Tampa Bay, did you happen to think that Baltimore would beat Tampa Bay?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Tampa Bay's been going on a losing streak, so it's just going to keep continuing until Tom Brady.
We hope that gets better, and it will.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it's Sunday, the 30th, there's going to be 7 1 o'clock games. First, we're going to back up and go to the 9:30 game from London, Wembley Stadium. What do you think about Denver and Jacksonville?
I got to go with Jacksonville on this one.
And then why would you pick Jacksonville?
I think Travis Etienne's going to have a big game. They got rid of their last their backup running back, and he's just going to make plays.
You going to get up and watch that game?
Probably not.
Okay, you're probably going to be at church, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's mention here. 1 o'clock game, Arizona at Minnesota.
Got to go with the Vikings.
Why you got to do that? Because I'm wearing a Vikings shirt?
Probably, yeah. That contributes to it a little bit. Yep.
Okay, how about Carolina at Atlanta?
I got to go with the home team Atlanta on this one.
Why would you do that?
I think Marcus Mariota is going to make a comeback, start playing well.
How about the Phillies and the Astros? Who are you picking?
Got to go with the Phillies.
I like that, too.
Yankees fan, so.
There you go. You can't understand why the Astros went from one conference to the other. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Okay, how about Chicago Bears at the Dallas Cowboys?
For sure, the Dallas Cowboys.
You like Dak or you like Cooper? Or Rush, I mean.
Cooper Rush is a good backup, but Dak's a better player.
Okay, we'll take that. Okay, how about the Las Vegas Raiders at the New Orleans Saints?
Well, my grandpa's a big Raiders fan, so got to go with the Raiders.
That's a good choice. I like them, too. Miami at Detroit.
Miami. They just got Tua back, so it's going to be good.
That'll be good. New England at the Jets.
I think Jets defense are going to have a big game, and Jets are going to win.
You're probably right. Pittsburgh at Philadelphia, the Battle of Pennsylvania.
As much as it pains me, I think Philadelphia's going to stay undefeated.
Probably so. They beat the Vikings, you know. I thought that was bad when they beat them. But now that you look at Philadelphia in hindsight, okay, how about, oh, I got to tell you, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, the ticket prices start at $336.70 for the cheapest one.
That's insane.
That's a lot. Okay, 405 game, Tennessee at Houston.
The Titans on this one, Derrick Henry.
That's a good one. 425 games, the Giants are at Seattle.
Got to go with the Giants.
I like that. How about San Francisco at the Rams?
I think San Francisco is going to win this one. Christian McCaffrey is going to have a big game.
We'll hope so. And how about Washington at Indianapolis? Carson Wentz not going to be able to play.
I think probably the home team, the Colts, on this one, especially being in Indiana.
That's a good choice. 8:20. This is a big one. 8:20 p.m. Sunday Night Football. Green Bay is at Buffalo.
Got to go with the Bills. Josh Allen's really good.
He's real good. And then how about this? Ticket prices start at Green Bay and Buffalo at Buffalo, $292.
Wow. That's not as much as Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, but that's still a lot of money.
You got to get a DirecTV NFL ticket for that price. How about Monday night, 8:15, Battle of Ohio, Cincinnati at Cleveland.
Going to go with Cincinnati. Joe Burrow's been hot, and he's going to keep getting hotter.
I say, well, I thank you very much. You've been great.
Thank you.
So, sophomore athlete. You probably play basketball. What? What do you play?
Swimming, tennis, and golf.
That's some effort. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
One moment, please.
That's great. That's probably top two of all year. Don't take that the wrong way. So they're getting ready to kick off. Blue Devil's going to kick the ball away. Dakota Ferg, ready for second half action. Wait for the whistle. There's the whistle. Here's the approach. Squib kick up the middle. High bounce. Going to get to the back row. Picked up there on the run. He'll take it out to the 35-yard line. Bluffton takes the opening kickoff second half on the return, number 4, Andrew Hunt. Andrew Hunt came up with that touchdown reception after the fire there on the field goal attempt right before halftime. 16-10, Bluffton in front. Shotgun formation. Three in the backfield, including quarterback Betancourt. He gets the snap. He'll hand off deep back. Cruz. runs it forward, low center of gravity, and he gets a 9-yard gain on the pickup. It's spotted at the 44-yard line. Second down, one. Pretty much goes to any part of the playbook for this play. Three in the backfield. Wing left, split right. Hand off the right side, first down, Cruz. He'll hit a wall, he'll get forward progress to about the 47 and a half. Gonna go 48, they'll go with the east line judge spot. There's no way both line judges can match up the same. It just doesn't happen. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Ball nosed up to the 48-yard line from the right hash. Opening possession, second half for Bluffton. Clock moving. Dog motion, left to right. Flag comes in. The illegal procedure. A little bit of an early start there in the backfield just prior to the snap. A 5-yard mark off. It'll remain first down. First and 15. They back it up to the 43-yard line. Right hash. Ball's in Bluffton territory. Thinking about coach for Blackford. Randy C. I say, well, he was a good interview a year ago. What a gentleman. Shotgun. From handoff. Up off to the races, he's tripped up at the 50. He'll get to the 45 and 50. Blue Devil tripped him up. It was, the trip up came from Levi Burkett. They nose it up to the 45 of 50. Second down, they're calling it two on the board, second and three from the right hash. Wing left, split left. Taking the ball himself, direct snap, quarterback, he'll go right side, four hole. He's going to pick up a first down. Brayton Betancourt, the ball carrier. They spot it out at the 41-yard line, clock moving. 10:09, third quarter. Bluffton, pretty good drive in the making. First possession of the second half. They're going to send out left side. Betancourt's going to line up, split in left side. Three in the backfield, take a snap. Taken directly by Andrew Hunt, number four. He'll dive it right side. He'll get a positive gain. They'll move it inside the 40. Blue Devil territory. At about the 39, they'll spot it. He's going to pick up two, second down, eight. The play comes in to the Bluffton huddle. Play clock at 20. They adjourn to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun quarterback, Brayton Betancourt. Two in the backfield. Going to hand off to back. Left side, he's loose. He's inside the 30. He touched down right there. His ball forward at the 26. Anthony Cruz.
He's the first down for Bluffton.
The ball of steam. There was from 5'5". He gets the most out of that 150-pound body. You look at him, you wouldn't think he's 150. You'd think he's about 180. You know the locker room pays dividends for each and every team. I should say the weight room. The weight room pays dividends. There goes motion, left to right. They'll line him up. They give it to Cruz, right side. Four hole. They'll get to the 25-yard line. They'll pick up about a yard and a half. They're going to call it second and they're calling it nine on the board. Ball is inside the 25. Back half of the football on the stripe. Inside the left hash. Play comes into the huddle. Brayton Betancourt. A.J. Streveler enters the huddle. He'll spread out wide right. Three in the backfield, including Betancourt. He'll take the snap. He'll take the handoff. He's going to roll left. Pass play. might have made the grab. He did, off the surface. That was probably one of the best grabs I've seen all season long. So they'll move the ball from there. First and goal from the 5. Because A.J. Schrebler was number 19, just a freshman, 5'10", 165. They're working from the left hatch. Bluffton, first and goal. They'll hand off. Cruz, try to get it to the goal line. They're going to stop him just short. They're going to mark in about the 1-yard line.
Anthony Cruz,
the ball carrier. Second down, goal from the 1. Ball just inside the left hash. Betancourt back into the huddle. He runs to the sideline, picks up the play. He and Ventura, a lot of endurance in a ball game. Wears them out, but they play on adrenaline. 7 minutes left, clock moving. Dog motion right to left. He's going to go under center. They're going to the ball, throw a flag in it. They're going to say illegal procedure. Saw that type of play in the huddle. Wondered myself how a guy in motion could step forward, take the snap, without that being called illegal procedure. They let it go. In the game I watched, they counted it for a touchdown. So they back him up 5 yards. They put it at the 6. Just inside the right hash. Play clock 18. Shotgun formation. 3 in the backfield. They'll hand off to Cruz. Right side. 6 hole. He'll punch it up. Touchdown. Anthony Cruz. So Cruz goes in for the score. 22-10. On the scoreboard. 6:36 remaining, third quarter. Point after touchdown, they're going to go for 2. They'll try to even the score up at 24. They'll try to go with a 2 touchdown with 1 extra point each for the lead during the ballgame. They're going shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Cruz. Dropping the throw. Working left, pass play. Nearly caught, nearly intercepted, stepping in front of the pass right there, knocked it down. Levi Burkett, I do believe, got a piece of it. So the point after is no good. 12-point advantage for Bluffton. 6:36 left in the third quarter. Bluffton, pretty good drive. And that's probably an understatement. They take a drive down and pick up a score. Couldn't get the 2-point conversion. Tipton going to receive. Tipton's going to have their first possession of the second half. So they're working it right there. The kid will miss it. Happening tonight around the Hoosier Conference. Kokomo is at Western. West Lafayette is at Calumet. Bishop Chittard is at Hamilton Heights. Lewis Cass is at Central Catholic. Rochester at Benton Central. And the Bluffton Tigers are right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. 5 of the 6 Hoosier Conference teams are playing home games tonight. Hand in the air, waiting for the whistle. 10-yard approach, Bluffton kicker. Here comes the approach. There's the boot. Going to be onside, basically. Spinning. It might be available. And it looks like Bluffton may have picked up the spinning onside kick to the right. He did put some spin on it. That ball climbed its way back towards Bluffton. So Bluffton going to take possession here. Tipton yet to have their first possession of the second half. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line, the right hash. First and 10, Bluffton at the Blue Devil 44-yard line. Coming into the late entry there, wing back, split in left, short split. free in the backfield. Betancourt hands off to Cruz. Cruz avoids a would-be tackler for a loss. They get a positive gain to the 41. Tackle on the play made by Chase Higgins. Also there for the Blue Devils is 31, Cole Hussey. Ball spotted 42-yard line from the right hash. Second down, 8. Bluffs and Brent Shuttle. Play clock is at 12. Shotgun formation, 3 in the backfield. Wing right. Calling the cadence, Brayton Betancourt. He'll take the snap. He'll go right side. He'll use the blockers in front of him. He'll dive it inside the 35-yard line.
They're
spot it near the 35 itself. He'll be about a yard shy of a first down. About a yard and a half. Third down, less than 2. So Bluffton Tigers trying to do some more damage. Tigers up by 12 via the onside kick. They're on dog motion. Hand off in the backfield. They'll give it to Cruz. He's got a first down.
Cruz on the run. First down.
Stop the clock. They'll move the chains. And they're going to spot it just outside the 30-yard line. They're going to nose it up to the 31. A little shoe tie for the official. Right there by the football. 5 minutes, clock moving. Third quarter. Bluffton. Brace Cuddle. They're lining up split left. Split left is Andrew Hurst. Got a wing left. 3 in the backfield. They'll hand off deep back. Anthony Cruz will go right side four hole. He'll get down near the 20-yard line. Going to pick up a first down. We're going to spot him at the 21. Let's double check here. Go to east. Go to west line just spot. Nosed up to the 20. Bluffton has reached the red zone. Ball's at the right hash. First and 10, Tigers. They break up. 17 seconds on the play clock. 4:18 on the game clock. Third quarter. 22-10, Bluffton. Bluffton takes a snap. Shotgun. They'll hand off. They follow the blocks. It's number 25, Anthony Cruz.
They'll
pick up about 3 yards on the carry. And they spot it at the 17-yard line. Right hash. Going to bring up second down, 7. Play comes into the huddle. Short side of field. Less of a jog for Betancourt. See the line of scrimmage. 15 seconds on the play clock. 3 in the backfield. Left side. Going to put a direct snap. In to take the snap again is Andrew Hunt. Split out wide left is Betancourt. Hunt takes the snap. He's going to go left side. 7 hole. Trying to follow the block. He'll get down to the 11-yard line. Blue Devils make the tackle. Credit the tackle right there. Zane Goodrich. 3:10. Clock moving. Third quarter. Bluffton. Going with the running game pretty much the second half. 12-yard line. Left hash. Play clock to 15. Left in at the line of scrimmage. 3 in the backfield. Shotgun quarterback. It's going to be an early movement. Fullback move forward. He's trying to say that the defender might have drawn him off. That's a hard call to get. The illegal procedure is the call. Against the Tigers. Right there in the backfield. Might be 52. Christian Castaneda lined up as a fullback, blocking back in the backfield. High school football, not sure if they can hand the ball to him. He can pick up a fumble and run with it. High school game, I'm not sure his number would allow that to happen. It's not him. 32 in the backfield. We'll double check here. Timeout, Kitson. Leave the fullback in the backfield. Double check here. Not quite sure. Timeout, Kitson. 2:21 left. Third down, 7 when we come back. Ball spotted at the 17-yard line at the left hash. Blue Devil territory. And a good ball game in the works. We'll talk about this. Class 1A. Three familiar teams in Class 1A. Talk about the Indianapolis Lutheran Saints. They're at number 1. They're in sectional 47. They're 10-0. And Cloverdale at 1-8. They're at Lutheran tonight. 7 o'clock start. North Decatur Chargers, they are at number 3 in the coaches' poll. That's Coach Steve Stern. Sectional 46. They are 10-0 on the season. They start at 7 o'clock tonight. They're going against Milan at home. That's just North Decatur, the home team. Milan 5-5. At number 5 in the state of Indiana, coaches' poll, Sheridan Blackhawks. Sectional 45, they're 9-1. They lost their first game to Western Boone. That's no big story, but I will mention they are home tonight with Monroe Central. And last I knew, Monroe Central was down to Sheridan. And that was in the second quarter, 28-6, Sheridan. Checked it in by my dad. Three in the back here. Motion. Three blocking back, right side, they'll give it. Right side to Cruz. Anthony Cruz inside the 10. They'll stop him near the 8-yard line. He'll pick up the first down. It's going to be first and goal. As the clock rolls. 2:10 left here in the third quarter. 22-10. Bluffton in front. And Bluffton. First and goal from the Blue Devils' 8-yard line. Shotgun formation. Two other backs in the backfield. They'll work blocking back, wing right. They'll hand off. The Cruz is going to dive it up stick hole. He got stopped immediately. Right there for no gain. And that was Chase Higgins. Put the hammer down. 1:32 on the game clock. Clock moving at the right hash. Spotted at the 7-yard line. Second down goal from the 7. Thrust into the line of scrimmage. Shotgun quarterback, Brayton Betancourt. Motion in the backfield.
Right on the play.
Early movement, left. Halfback, I should say the fullback. Moved that left foot just ever so slightly prior to the snap. So Bluffton's going to take 5-yard penalty. Back to the 12. It'll be second down goal from the 12-yard line at the right hash. Game clock is moving. 1:07. Play clock is at 19. Play comes into the huddle with Betancourt. They break huddle in unison to the line of scrimmage, 12 seconds. Plenty of time. Split wide right, short side of field. Hand off, they'll give it to Anthony Cruz. He's working towards the end zone. He's going to get in. Touchdown Cruz from 12 yards out. He goes three holes, and he's the workhorse. 46 seconds. There's a flag on the play. Flag lay near the 10.5-yard line. Shot block blocking below the waist. That'll nullify the touchdown. Blocking below the waist. That's a major infraction. This game is a fun game. You don't want to take the fun out of it. You're going to mark it off. Is it 10 or 15? They're going to go. They're calling it 10. They're putting the ball down at the 22. And it might be 10, but I see a shot block. Shot block probably worth 15. So let's spot it back at the 22-yard line. Second and goal from the 22. 46 seconds left. Third quarter. Trips to the left, now wide right pass play. Bubble screen left side. Caught by Trebler. Flag comes in. He looks for blocking out in front of him. They're going to spot him at about the 15. It would be a 7-yard gain, but they're talking it over right here. Flag comes in holding against Bluffton. Not sure where the flag's at. Yeah, it's setting at the 20. So they're going to back it up to the 30-yard line. It's going to be second down goal from the 30. 10-yard mark off from where the flag lay. They try to spot that foul. They try. It's difficult to do. Sometimes it's not too fun to find out. They spot it. Makes about a 17 or 13 or 14-yard penalty. So they go from the left hash, 30-yard line, second down goal for Bluffton. Dropping the throw. Betton. Court. Going to go over the middle. Pass play just outside the reach of number 4, Andrew Hunt. And it's going to become third down goal from the 30. I would say they're out of field goal range. Field goal from here would be a 47-yarder. Not impossible. They probably go for it. Third down, 30. They're going to try to get half of that right here. Shotgun formation, trips to the right, but out left is Trebler. Flag, Trebler took off a bit early before the snap, and the West line judge throws the flag. It's going to be an illegal procedure against Bluffton. They're going to back it up 5 more. It'll be third and goal from the 35-yard line. Working from the right hash. I think this ball started maybe at the 6-yard line, something like that. Now Bluffton has it back at their own 30, at the Tipton 35-yard line. They hustle up to the line of scrimmage. 7 seconds on the play clock. Trips to the right. But now left Trebler, hand off. Hand off to Cruz. Cruz shakes off a would-be tackler who get down to the 21. So he picks up almost half of what they needed. And the third quarter clock is going to empty out. It's at 12 seconds now. Bluffton going over to their sideline. 6 seconds left. Here's the conclusion of the third quarter. 22-10. It's going to be fourth and goal from the Blue Devil 21-yard line. They'll invert the field. And Bluffton will run away from the scoreboard in the fourth quarter. Tipton will get the benefit of seeing the scoreboard in the fourth quarter. Sometimes that is good. Sometimes that can help to see the game clock roll. So they're going to take a couple minutes break right here. Thank you for listening. We'll miss you. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Catholic Knights captured the 1A title this year right there at Victory Field. They finished 27-6. Put Me in Sports also does football in the fall. Tipton Blue Devil football. Blue Devils in action tonight. Second round of the sectional. And basketball in the winter. Then we should mention Pitt Me in Sports already signed up to do 21 regular season Blue Devil basketball games, 3 Central Catholic Knights games, and 16 Hamilton Heights Lady Husky basketball games this winter. Please tune in. Pitt Me in Sports. Check the webpage next week. Shotgun dropping the throw. Going to roll right. Bet court. Looking down the field. He'll throw the end zone. Deep cut. no flag in the end zone. Not sure, but there was contact in the end zone, and the refs hold the flag in their pocket. You got to remember, interference or an uncatchable ball, that does not exist in high school. 11:52 left. That was a fourth down play. Blue Devils get the ball back on downs. 22-10. A week ago, Blue Devils came back. Second half from a 20-7 deficit. Lineup slot left. Spread out wide right is Goodrich. Single man to backfield, Sutter Griffin. Drop the throw, going to roll left, looking to get rid of it. This Hoover, he does get rid of it. Throws it away in the vicinity was Isaiah Mahaney. So pass is incomplete. They'll live for second down. 11:46 on the game clock. Into the huddle, Vince Hoover. Calling the play. Play game clock is stationary on the incomplete pass. 11:46 left in the fourth quarter. Lineup swings. Left side, split out wide right. Single man in the backfield. Motion. A Spidell. Dropping the throw. Looking to get rid of it. Pass. Picked off. Going the distance. Will be a pick six for Bluffton. Bluffton takes it in the end zone. Vince Hoover trying to get rid of it again. Threw it in the neighborhood. And it's going to be a pick six for Bluffton. A 20-yard return after the interception. 11:37 left. Bluffton goes up 28-10. In the lineup for the point after touchdown, holder is Betancourt. And again, the kicker is Yaroslav Sturdyak. Yaroslav Sturdyak wears number 40. Got a field goal in the first half. There's the whistle. One untimed down and try to kick. 28-10. Betancourt puts it down. There's the kick. Kick is good. 29-10. Blue Devils are going to receive plenty of time left in this ball game. Bluffton, another gift in the left flat. So they work right there. And we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity football game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So both teams huddled up opposite sidelines. Flag comes in. Blue Devil sideline. Might have been some additional words there. Some words chosen. The official throws a flag. So that'd be a 15-yard mark off. Bluffton will get the kickoff from the Blue Devil 45-yard line. So they try a swift hit. We'll see. Be my guess, they're going to move the football key to the 45, and they are. So the Blue Devils' 45-yard line is where they'll kick off from. Right there on the white part of the logo, the ellipse out there on the field. And he should be able to get a kick in the end zone if he desires to. So he's going to try the kickoff. That's number 12, Hunter Winger. He's a junior, 5'9", 190. He's a bulky young man. Here's the approach. He's going to squib kick. Picked up, Levi Burkett. He's down by contact. His knees are on the surface. Picked up the football. That's a 25. That's not too bad a field position. Probably not a bad time to get some words in to the official. So the Blue Devils will start at their own 25-yard line at the left hash. Blue Devils going to break huddle. 11:34 left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils going to send trips out to the right. Spidell, Mahaney, Goodrich. Tied in double tight. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun. They're going to hand off. Eli Carter, he'll go left side. They're going to be met at the 25 for no gain. So we'll bring up a second down 10 for Gibson. They're actually going to lose a yard on the play. A yard and a half. It's going to be second down. We'll call it 11. Then Hoover into the huddle. Clock moving, 11:04. Blue Devils shoot the line of scrimmage. Again, they'll line up trips to the right. Tied in left is Burkett. Tied in right. They'll work it right there. Spidell. Take the handoff pathway. He's open. Burkett going to make the catch. He'll make the catch in Bluffton territory at their 45. He'll be called down right there at the 38-yard line. Levi Burkett makes a good reception, his longest reception of the season. They jog off the field to take a breather. Blue Devils move the ball quickly into Bluffton territory. 38-yard line. The left hash. Trips to the right, slot left. Empty backfield. Dropping the throw. Pass play over the middle. Going to be caught. Caught right there inside the 20. Eli Carter to the 18-yard line. Excuse me. Inside the 15. Eli Carter to the 13-yard line. The Blue Devils trying to score in a hurry. 29-10. 10-10 left, clock is moving. Trips to the right. Slot left. Empty backfield. Vince Hoover calls a snap. He's going to pass play. Left side. Let it go. It's intercepted. Picked it a little bit over the top of Zane Goodrich. He had to get rid of it. He did have a defensive end right in his face. He got rid of it in a hurry. It was just a bit tall. Intercepted by Bluffton. Bluffton holds the drive up. 9:51 clock stop. Change of possession. Ball spotted at the 30-yard line. Bluffton football. Play clock begins. To the line of scrimmage, Bluffton. Let's try another dose of that run game. Try to take some clock. They're going to hand off up the middle. Cruz, he breaks off a would-be tackler. He's going to pick up five. Anthony Cruz, you think he's bottled up. And then he bursts out of the pile. He picked up five there when it looked like he was stopped for no gain. 9:32, clock moving, fourth quarter. Ball's nosed up to the 35-yard line. Second down, five. Play clock is at 14. They don't have a play. They're going to break huddle there. To the line of scrimmage, 9 seconds. Split out wide left. Going to go three in the backfield to hand off. Couldn't get the handoff. Takes it himself. Bencourt. Bencourt had thought that play was meant to be handoff. Handoff. By Kamel Moore, the freshman. Kind of went by Betancourt without the football. Looks like Betancourt was trying to hand it to him. 8:42 on the game clock. Three in the backfield. He's got a blocking back fullback. He's a big guy. The handoff. Tripped up. Tripped up. That's Moore. He tripped over the foot of Betancourt. Not really credit for a tackle. Tripped him up. And then he takes the ball out to the 36-yard line. Fourth down, four, and they're probably going to have to send out their punting unit, but they may eat the clock. they can take this clock down 22 more seconds. They can take it down to about the 7:48 mark if they desire to, and that might be what they're doing. They're going to call a timeout with 1 second on the play clock. It's fourth down, four, and then that's what they're going to do. There's the whistle. 7:48, clock stops. Timeout, Bluffton. So they're going to punt when they come back out, but to take some time off the clock. 29-10, Bluffton by 19. We're about midway, getting close to midway through the fourth quarter. And we'll mention national leaders. National leaders in high school football. Passing leader in the nation. Number 12, Clifton Cooper. He's from Ponder High School. Ponder, Texas. He's 6 foot, 165. He's brand new in this category last week, a different person. Clifton Cooper in 8 ball games, 255 completions, 390 attempts. He's thrown for 3,503 yards. That's 65.4% completion ratio, 437.9 yards per game, 13.7 average. He's thrown for 34 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. Dropping back to punt. Bluffton. Looks like Betancourt is going to be the punter. High snap. He'll take it. He'll rugby style. He'll boot it. About 5 or 6 steps. Just take it left side. He's going to get a bounce favorable for Bluffton. He's going to go inside the 30. Going to mark it at the 29-yard line. Gibson will have it right there. 1st and 10. 7:38 left. In the rushing department, national leader, number 2. Where's number 2? That's Ethan Cut. Ethan Knox. 6 foot one. He's 190 pounds from Oil City High School, Oil City, Pennsylvania. 346 carries in 9 ball games. 3,352 yards. 9.7 average. 372.4 yards per game average. 800 yard games. 37 touchdowns on the ground for Ethan Knox. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Trips to the left. Dropping the throw. Looking down the field. Looking. Let's one go long. Looking right there for 87 Eli Carter. The defense was good. Deep defense right there. Guarding the deep pass. Is number 3. Ben Ramseer. Ben Ramseer on the coverage. 2nd down. 10. Vince Hoover aired that one out. Probably about 45 yards in the air. Bit of a brisk night. Got up to close to 60 degrees today. We'll be close to 70 tomorrow. Shotgun formation. Play clock. Trying to beat the play clock. They did not. Timeout. Called by Tipton. They avoid the 5-yard mark off. They call their first timeout, 2nd half. 7:29 left here in the 4th quarter. Blue Devils and Bluffton. Going to talk this over. Opposite sidelines. And we'll mention the national leader high school football in the receiving department. Number 10, he's 6'3", Dante Farrell. He's from Woodward High School in Cincinnati, Ohio, in 10 ball games, 1,744 yards, 92 receptions, a 19-yard average per reception, per game average of 174.4 yards. It's a lot of offense. 80 yards is his long. He's got 12 receiving touchdowns. He plays football and basketball. I should mention Ethan Knox also plays football and basketball. The lineup in a shotgun. Whistle sounds. Play clock starts. 22 seconds. 7:29 left. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter. Twins to the right. Split left. Pass play. He flushed out of the pocket. Looking to get rid of it, he does. He's going to throw it out of bounds.
Yeah,
threw it in the vicinity of Zane Goodrich. He was in the area. Going to live for a third down play. Third down 10 for the Blue Devils. They've respotted it at the 29-yard line. Blue Devil territory. Levi Burkett going to take a breather. Step out for a play. Empty back to you. Slot right. Double slot left. Trips to the left. Dick Hoover. The back heel calls a snap. Drop the throw. And let one go. Fidel almost brought it in. Would have been a first down. Fidel was trying to make the catch at the 40. Not sure the pass was thrown to him, but he got a hand on it. Fourth down 10. Blue Devils pretty much in four down territory. 29-10. Bluffton in front. 7:16 left. Fourth quarter. Blue Devils break huddle. To the line of scrimmage, they'll line up. Tight end right. Slot left, split right. Dropping a throw. Out of the backfield, Sutter Griffin. Pass play. Going to look for Eli Carter. He'll make this. It's going to be caught. It's like Eli Carter ripped the ball back. Looks like it was intercepted. I believe Carter had it. Then it was stripped by number 3, Ben Ramsier. And before the ball went down, Eli Carter had the ball back out of his hands for a first down. So the Blue Devils moved the chains. Blue Devils are out to the 46, their own 46, first and 10, trip to the right. Single man in the backfield, tight end right, dropping the throw. He'll let one go right side. Almost intercepted. A little bit over the head. Would have been the second, maybe third interception for Brody Lewis. Ball falls incomplete. Second down, 10. Spotted back at the 46 of Tipton at the left hash. Clock stops on the incompletion. 6:47 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils trail by 19. Gonna line up trips to the right. Split out wide left is Goodrich. Short side of field. Carter in the backfield. Snap. He'll drop the throw out of the shotgun. Pass play across the middle. Caught. Zane Goodrich. He's off to the races. Zane Goodrich inside the 20. He'll take it to the 17-yard line. Zane Goodrich. One of his best catches of the season. He caught that in stride from Vince Hoover. A good ball. 6:35 clock moving. Blue Devils moving. There's the line of scrimmage. 18 on the play clock. Going to call a timeout. It's going to be called by Bluffton. I believe so. Bluffton stopped the clock. Whistle blew. Bluffton calls timeout. So Bluffton calls their second timeout, second half. I believe the Blue Devils have two remaining. 29-10. 6:27 on the game clock. Blue Devils on the doorstep at the Bluffton 17-yard line. So good game in the works here. We'll talk about the national rankings. Football, let's cross the nation. Top 10 in the nation, starting at number 1. They've been there pretty much all year, modern day. They're out of Santa Ana, California. They're 9-0. Number 2, St. Francis Academy. They're out of Baltimore, Maryland. They're 5-0. Number 3, Central Florida. They're out of Miami, Florida. They are 8-0. Number 4, St. John Bosco. They're out of Bellflower, California, 8-1. Number 5, Bishop Gorman. They're from Las Vegas, Nevada. They're 9-1. Number 6 is Buford. Out of Buford, Georgia, 8-0. Number 7, Chaminade Madonna. Chaminade Madonna out of Hollywood, Florida. They're 7-0. We'll begin in a moment. Here comes the play. Blue Devils going to line up in shotgun formation. Sutter Griffin in the backfield. Strips to the right, and Vancouver going to run the football. He's working it inside. He's going to be tackled in the field of play. You've got to get out of bounds on that play and to give up yardage. So they hurry through the line of scrimmage. They're going to run two. They're going to run a no huddle. 6:08 clock moving. Shotgun. Sitting in the backfield. Sutter Griffin. Split left. Going to run the ball again. Vancouver goes left side. He's inside the 10. Going to be spotted inside the 10 about the 9.5. Clock still moving. 5:51 left. They're going to spot it. They're going to nose it up to the 10-yard line. They can pick up one more first down. They need 3 yards for a first down, 10 for a touchdown. Sutter Griffin runs off the field, back in the ballgame. He'll line up as a back. Eli Carter, who lands just behind Vancouver to his left of the shotgun. They're going to hand off Eli Carter. He'll veer it left side. He'll work his way in. He's still on his feet. He will get out of bounds. He'll get out of bounds just inside the 5. Kepi Sherman found that boundary line, stopped the clock at 5:18. 29-10, Blue Devils inside the 5. Play clock moving, 23 seconds. They call the play in the huddle. Vancouver, they break huddle. He calls it once. Ball's at the 4. It's nose up to the 4 from the left hash. Shotgun formation. Vancouver in the backfield with him. Eli Carter. Split left is Goodrich. Direct snap to Hoover. He'll try to get him in the end zone. He's going to get down to about the 2, maybe the 2.5.
Vancouver.
So they're going to run the play again. We'll see if it's the same play. Clock moving. 5:03 left. No huddle offense. Going to be a direct snap to 87. They're going to send it to Eli Carter. He'll work it. He's going left side. Tripped up. Tripped up. He's in the field of play. Clock is going to move. 4:47. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. About the 2.5-yard line. 4:39. Clock moving. Ball is just inside the 3. Going to spin. Twins out right side. They're just opening up the field. Shotgun. They're going to give a snap again to Eli Carter. He'll dive it forward, and he'll pick up a touchdown. Eli Carter blocking up front. Opened up the Red Sea. He worked to get it in. It took all he had. Touchdown, Tipton. 29-16. Blue Devils going to go for 2. 29-16. So Eli Carver back in. Sutter Griffin back in. Again, 25-second clock. Stationary is the game clock. It will not run on the point after. They're going for 2. Blue Devils send the offense out. Play clock is at 9. They are to the line of scrimmage, shotgun, Sutter Griffin in the backfield, 3 seconds, 2, dropping the throw, Vancouver, he's going to run a quarterback draw, got it in there, 2-point conversion, good, Vancouver, 2 points, I believe that was a design quarterback draw, they backed up into coverage, he ran it straight up the gut, 31, they put the score on the wrong side. It's actually 29-18. They'll get it 6. But it, so the Blue Devils pick up a touchdown. And I'm in loud likelihood we may see an onside kick from the Blue Devils. 29-18. 11-point differential. 4:23 left. Bluffton in front. Blue Devils talking it over right now. And we'll also mention that number 8 in the nation, St. Thomas Aquinas. They're from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They're 8-0. Number 9 is Chandler High School. They're out of Chandler, Arizona. They're 7-0. And number 10, North Shore. That's Houston, Texas. They're 8-0. So the Blue Devils are going to kick the ball off. We'll see what kind of kick the Blue Devils will do. looks like Coach Kunkel might have the hands team up there first row. So the ball's handed to Dakota Ferg, junior class kicker. He plays the game of soccer also. Soccer, kind of the game he plays. But I'll tell you what, he's liking football more and more. Hand is up. Five guys front row. Here comes Dakota. Good flip kick. Good. The ball's loose and Tipton got it. The ball came out of there. The ball had some momentum and some backward spin. Dakota Ferg delivers. Went off the front row. He skipped it left side. Front row. Gentleman went down to control it and capture it. His knees were down, but did not control it. It popped out of there right into the vicinity of a Blue Devil. So the Blue Devils pick it up. So they do just the same thing as Bluffton did to them. So they're going to line up at the Blue Devil 48-yard line. They're 52 yards away. 4:23 on the game clock. It'll start on the snap. Slot right, split left, dropping the throw. Vince Hoover going to let one go. Going to be underthrown. Coming back to get the ball. Intercepted. Intercepted again. Number 14, Brody Lewis. Pretty cold football. Hard to get a grip on a cold football. I'm sure Dustin Shear will agree with that. A little bit underthrown. He's trying to find Eli Carter. It is double coverage. It was basically a center field type of catch. So Bluffton gets the ball back. They are at their own 28-yard line from the right hash. 4:12 left, fourth quarter. They're going to line up slot right, split left. Motion, dog motion, right to left. Going to hand off, tailback, 25. That's Anthony Cruz. He'll pick up the first down with a gain of 14 on the carry. The clock stopped momentarily. It'll start now. 4-minute mark. Ball's at the 42-yard line, Bluffton territory. Late personnel change. Play clock is at 20. Jog in to call the play is Betancourt. 14 is still in the huddle. They break huddle. 10-second mark. And the line up, split right, slide left. Two in the backfield along with Betancourt. 3 seconds, they get the snap away. The handoff deep back. Again, that's Anthony Cruz. He'll pick up 3. Call it 4. And on the tackle right there, Vince Hoover, defensive end. So they work it right there. I should say Vince Hoover, working as a linebacker, inside linebacker, 6'3", 216. Also the quarterback, he's a junior class member. 2:55, clock moving. Second down, 7 for Bluffton. Split left, split right, slot right. They're taking himself, Betancourt, to follow the blocks. Blue Devil's going to stop him at the 49. So Bluffton 49 and Tipton. Tipton's going to call a timeout. So the Blue Devils stop the clock at 2:39.
Ball by Tipton.
29-18 ball game. And the works right here. Ball spotted at the 48 of Bluffton. 2-minute timeout. We'll talk about the national leaders. These are national leaders. These are just single categories. Total points scored this year by one player is Logan Clayton. He's a freshman. He has scored 324 points this year. He's from Lawrence County High School in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. His game jersey number is 15. It's Logan Clayton. Total touchdowns this season. Also, Logan Clayton, he's a freshman. He's got 54 touchdowns this season. He plays football and basketball. total tackles on the season. Middle linebacker Connor Green wears number 8, 179. He's from Crum High School, Crum, Texas. 5'10", 180. Shotgun formation, motion left to right, dog motion, and a handoff deep back. Anthony Cruz, he runs into a blocker in front of him, and the Blue Devils take him down laterally. No gain. It's going to be fourth down and 4. So let's see what Bluffton decides to do. Game clock at 2:18. They're going to take some clock here. They've got one timeout left. They could probably afford to take a delay of game. So ball's at the 48. Coach Kunkel not in any hurry to run a play. Fourth, they're calling a 3 on the board. Play clock's at 4. He stopped at about 155, 154. They're going to call 153. So 153 left. Timeout Bluffton. Calls their final timeout in the ballgame. And we'll mention quarterback sacks department. This gentleman leads the nation in quarterback sacks. He's got 28. He plays defensive end. He wears 20. He's number 55, Sean Brown. He's from Chicago Military Academy. And he's in Chicago, Illinois. Number 55, Sean Brown. He's a junior class member. 28 quarterback sacks. And in the interception department, this young man's a junior. He's got the most interceptions. He's a defensive free safety. He wears number 21. That's Jack Nash. He's 6'2", 185 from Colony High School in Palmer, Alaska. Palmer, Alaska. He's also got 103 tackles. The timeout nearly over. We're going to go back out to the line of scrimmage. Betancourt going to line up to punt the football. Last time he went left side, left-footed punter, left-handed thrower, left-handed passer, I should say. Probably see another rugby-style punt here unless he needs to get rid of it in a hurry. High snap. A little bit of a rugby style. He's taking left side. He's going to bounce inside the 20. He's going to bounce. He's going to roll. Eli Carter left not to pick it up. It'll stop dead in about the 9-yard line. Pretty good roll right there. About a 41-yard punt for the quarterback. So they mark it inside the 10. They'll bring it inside the right hash. 1:42 left on the game clock. Fourth quarter, 29-18. Bluffton in front. 11-point advantage. So Blue Devils huddle. First and 10. Play clock begins from 25. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation, Sutter Griffin in the backfield. Split out wide left is Eli Carter. Twin to the right, short side of field. Shotgun snap taken. Looking left. Pass play going to be caught by Carter. He's going to go up the sideline. He'll get out of bounds. Just beyond the 20. Spot him at about the 21-yard line. They'll use very little clock. Clock at 1:35. 21-yard line. They'll work it from there. Vince Hooper get the play call from OC. Dustin Shear. Clock stopped and stationary at 1:35. Eli Carter got out of bounds after a 12-yard gain. Slot left, split right, split out wide right is Carter. Shotgun formation, Sutter Griffin in the backfield. He'll block straight out front. Rolling right is Vince Hoover. He's going to throw this ball away. He might have been out of the tackle box, but I'm not sure that they're not going to throw a flag on, I should say a hat on the field. Might have been just inadvertent. He did throw that away, but he may have been out of the tackle box. Guess that was an arm piece, arm band from Bluffton. They throw it to the sideline. Play comes in from the sideline. Vince Hoover, 1:29 left here in the fourth. Second down 10 from the Blue Devil, 21. Ball just inside the left hash. Trips to the right. double slot. Closest slot man is Carter. Dropping the throw. Quick pass. Low pass. Incomplete. Would have been for a gain of a couple. Carter went down to try to catch it. It's going to be third down, 10. 21-yard line. Blue Devils in the huddle. Play clock, 23 seconds. Vancouver calls the play. They break out of the huddle in unison with a hand clap. And the lineup twins to the right. Take that back. Vince, I should say Eli Carter going out there too. He's in the slot. Slot left. Five down linemen blocking. Vancouver gets sacked in the backfield. Lost the football. It's picked up. It's going to be followed on by Bluffton. Bluffton picks up the loose ball. They'll have it at the 16 of Tipton. So Bluffton going to take over. Bluffton likely going to take the kneel down. 1:19 left. Ball's at the 16 of Tipton. They're going to run a bunch technique, and Betancourt going to go under center. He's going to do the Tony Dungy victory formation. They take one kneel down. They'll lose about a yard on the play. Clock moving, 1:12. Play clock is at 33. So they can take it down to about 38 on the game clock. They'll have to snap it one more time. A good ball game. This game was good. Gotta mention both teams. First time they played each other in the game of football. Coach Cole mentioned they may have played basketball. First time Bluffton has ever been to Tipton's football field. He takes another kneel down. 37 seconds. And the play clock is above the game clock, so that's the last snap. Bluffton doing some celebration. They're coming in. They're on the field. Don't know if that should happen. 21 seconds. The game is not over. They could get called for 12 guys on the field pretty easily right now. But I don't think they're going to call it. I tell you what, that was very good. Thank you very much. That was awesome. So Bluffton going to win this ball game 29-18. Both teams going to go on the 50-yard line, going to cross one another, and shake hands, exchange pleasantries. And Bluffton will be in action next week. November 4th, they'll be in sectional final for sectional 36, class 2A. We do want to thank both coaches. Coach Brent Kunkel, pregame interview, we're happy with that. Also, Coach Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll. They want to appreciate that guy, and I appreciate the Blue Devils. We hope you'll tune in for Blue Devil basketball. I think the first game is going to be after the 17th. We'll not be able to do the game, the first game, on the 17th, but we'll do the following 21 and then the postseason. So thank you for listening. Thank my wife back home. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.